and Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Hello, it's the Nick and Jules podcast. You know all that by now. We're here for a Tuesday.
Yep. Yes. Tuesday, correct.
Tuesday.
In the podcast studio.
Thank you, Jules.
You got to teach people the days of the week any way you can.
With Craig David.
What do you teach him?
Counting
the days of the week.
Craig David came to my house.
He was my personal tutor. Have you ever seen that? I think it's a TikTok or a reel of this Asian man, and he's just singing the days of the week, and he's like, Monday, Tuesday. Like, it's amazing.
No. Is that how you learn? You learned from a TikTok?
Yeah. I learned it like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, pretty recent. But congrats on doing it. We are here for another podcast. Included in today's podcast is, of course, some of the good bits you might have missed from today's show. Also in today's podcast is this.
Am I the asshole?
That's right. Every week, producer Aaliyah brings to us a story from Reddit, from the Am I the Asshole subreddit, the forum thing there where people put their life's conundrums and queries up there to figure out if they are, in fact, the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Today is Am I the Asshole? For making a microscope slide of my husband's sperm. Right off the bat, any thoughts?
Well, right off the bat, I have no idea about what. Like, I can imagine that, you know, she's looking at, you know, she's got a little bit of sperm and has put that on a slide.
She's got fertility issues, first thought.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Think of it that way. That's a good one.
But I just assume that it sounds off the bat the husband has no idea what's going on.
Yes.
So if my sperm ends up somewhere where I don't know, then I do get concerned.
Maybe she's in the science world. Anyway, you have to tell us.
Okay.
I hope she's a scientist. I hope she's not just like.
she's just collecting.
An accountant or in reception.
Okay. I think this is stupid, but my husband is annoyed with me, so it's whatever. This morning, I went to take a shower and my husband had not so gracefully spewn his seed on our glass shower door and didn't clean it up.
Oh, I don't like that
Gross.
Sentence.
I went to him and asked that he clean it up in the future and maybe consider not jerking it in our shared shower if he can't clean up after himself well. I don't want my shower to be filled with crusty old jizz.
No, we don't need to go into detail.
I think that's the detail. He argued with me that it was shampoo and that I'm being crazy, basically.
Sure.
The fact that he kept insisting it was shampoo when I knew it wasn't annoyed me. So I grabbed a Q-tip and a microscopic slide and a glass covering and made a wet mounted slide. If you're wondering why I have those on hand, it's because
my first question.
It's because I took a microbiology course in college years back and kept all the stuff. I viewed his slide and showed it to him, and it was obviously sperm.
Oh, the big reveal. Mm.
We had a big fight and he got mad at me and said, I can never let anything go. And I said, we wouldn't be in this position if he just cleaned up after himself. Mm. And I told him to stop insisting I'm wrong when I know I'm right. We have disagreements all the time where he tells me I'm wrong when I know I'm right, and he gets so angry when I prove I'm right, like when he insists our dog's vet is open on Sundays when I know it's closed on Sundays, etc.
Seems like a small thing to get bogged down in. But
I work as a private investigator. Ooh. Wanting to know what's true and what isn't is in my nature. Cool. He knew this before he married me. Mm. Am I the asshole?
Ha-ha.
That's such a crazy little thing to tack on at the end, isn't it? I'm also a private investigator. Fuck, all right.
Sick. Could I posit the question, is he the asshole? Because he's continuing the lie all the time.
Well, I mean, I don't think she's the asshole in the slightest, really. Like, it's a bit weird, but it's not like, I don't think she's a bad person because of it.
She has resources at her disposal to do certain things.
She has a unique set of skills.
She does. Sherlock Holmes.
Liam Neeson.
Oh, yes, I've seen that.
Oh, have you? Really? Yeah, right, reference landed. All right.
She knows a movie.
Yeah.
Well.
All right.
So what do we think?
Is she the asshole? Well,
which one is the asshole, I think, is the real question.
I do think he leans more asshole than her, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, yes. Especially not cleaning the shower. And the concept of, they have a shared shower. They're husband and wife.
Pretty
Makes
funny.
Sense.
Pretty funny. She's like, go to the jerk off shower. Come on.
Yeah. Have a separate one. Clean it yourself. Clean up after yourself.
Go to the one. You're allowed to do that in there, not in the shared shower.
But imagine living in that marriage where you're just like, I have to take things to the next level.
Yeah, and why is he claiming it's shampoo? Clearly it's not shampoo.
Well, I mean, like, there are similarities, but it's not. You know.
But she's so confident it's not the shampoo. She's like, I would never leave any.
Well, but, you know, and who's to say, how's this, that they're not accidentally, there might be human DNA in the shampoo.
Ooh.
She's in the investigation, needs to go to Pantene or Heads and Shoulders. I'm just guaranteed that's the case. Yeah, look, to me, as a private investigator, this itself feels pretty open and shut. That she is not an arsehole, that he probably is. Because what's happened is he is, you know, being childish, effectively. And she's like, all right, well, look, you're one, the dumb thing you've said about it being shampoo, I'll prove that that's not the case. And hopefully, therefore, if I've taken that step, you can then go and go, okay, I was wrong. You were right. I won't do that.
Imagine having the confidence to be, think you're right all the time in life. Like with the vet thing.
Wow.
Always being closed. Always being open.
It's completely wrong.
Mm.
I find it very funny when you meet people who are so adamant and vehement that they are correct.
Yeah.
But especially but when it's very easy to prove. It's this isn't, you know, if you were to ask me something like, I don't know, is someone right or wrong here? There's not necessarily technically a clear answer.
Yeah.
There's a pretty clear answer if the vet's open or not. It either is or isn't.
Get your phone out. Check before you lock in an answer, mate.
If the answer to something is Googleable and you're wrong, you're a bad person.
So embarrassing for you.
Don't stick to your guns.
I don't like their marriage. That's what I say.
I feel like she's very vindictive.
Yep.
But I also feel like she's kind of, she's in her right to do so because he just constantly doubts her.
Yeah.
And so she feels the need to have to,
yeah,
you know, prove herself correct.
So what I kind of love this woman because I think it's so funny to live in a house where you're constantly under investigation.
Yes.
it would make you loosely distrusting because you'd always be like, I've got to hide this. Why? Why do I have to hide it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have I done wrong?
Hmm.
And I love how she did that one semester of microbiology. She kept all the things.
She kept all the things.
Why'd she only have to do one semester of it to become a private investigator?
Well, it's probably just out of curiosity or just add a little bit of extra something to the repertoire, maybe.
In the box. Yeah.
Potentially.
Yes, maybe.
Look, open and shut. Is there anything else that needs to be more that's said?
Oh,
that
I've just, home? I just... There's an update. Scroll down on the in the comments, and someone said, "Damn, I can't believe someone jizzed in the shampoo bottle at the factory."
That's what I'm saying.
They win the internet today.
Take me.
There you go.
Take
Done.
Me.
Open All and right. shut.
Heads and Shoulders. We are going to be pursuing a legal case against you.
More than just Heads and Shoulders.
You're too much. Head of what? All right, that's disgusting, Jules.
I hate myself.
All right, that's the podcast. Short one, another one for the day. Am I the Arsehole returns next Tuesday. All the best bits of the show today. Make sure you keep an eye out, an ear out across socials and on the live show for your chance to score yourself tickets to Nick and Jules' comedy cruise.
Mm.
It's going to be on October 19th. Jules, myself, producer Aaliyah, and a whole cast of comedians are going to take to the Murray River in Mildura.
Yep.
On the back of a boat for a night of laughs.
Yep. And food and drink.
Drink.
Yep.
Food.
Things.
The works. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a night it will be.
But also, if you're a podcast listener, listen out because we might just have an exclusive chance for you to get involved there.
Ooh.
And while you're at it, join the Inner Circle Facebook group with Nick and Jules. Mm. That's the place to get exclusive content, which may or may not relate to what we're talking about right now.
It'll mostly would.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who's to say? But yeah, go join the Facebook page because that'll be where we give away extra clues for Alpha Bucks.
Yep.
It'll be where we start to give away extra tickets to events.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want that extra, that, you know, the shortcut, the hints and tips and tricks.
Also free to join.
For now.
Nick's taking a search, huh?
Until I figure out how to put a paywall on it, which I don't think you can do on Facebook. So get in while you can, baby. That's the podcast. We'll see you tomorrow, everyone.
Bye.
Nick, I am in the process of trying to straighten my teeth.
She's scared. It scares her.
She's running along like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, we only have limited teeth sound effects here in the system, shockingly.
I have been using this thing called Invisalign, which is kind of like these clear mouth guard things that you put in your top teeth and your bottom teeth.
I thought you were just on the way to footy constantly.
And the thing is, I have to wear these all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like braces, but you can take these out when you want to eat and drink and that sort of thing.
Okay.
but you got to be pretty good with them. You got to clean them with toothpaste. You got to make sure it hasn't got any crap in it, all that sort of stuff, and make sure you put them in all the time. Mm. Now, every week, at the end of the week, I have a scan where I have to put this instrument into my mouth, scan it through this app, and send it off to my orthodontist.
What's the instrument? Is it just like another mouth guard, or
it's this? It's sort of like a camera system that you attach to your phone, and then you move it up and down to scan your teeth and say, "Yep, you've been wearing those aligners for as long as possible. You can move on to the next one and gradually straighten your teeth little by little."
Sure, with you.
So the first week, I did it. Did it perfectly. I was wearing them all the time. I was being an A-plus student.
Mm.
I send through the scan, through the app. I wait to hear back from the orthodontist. And I get the message. Congratulations, you've been wearing your aligners enough. You can move on to the next set.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Right. Are we just here to pat you on the back? No! What's happening? Jules is doing what the dentist told her to do.
Last week, she was an F student. She was a bit downhill from there. She was on a high from how good she was the previous week. She was a bit slack. She had a few wines on Friday and didn't wear her aligners.
Did you not? Would that have stained the aligner?
But the thing
I did notice you didn't pull the camera out whilst we're at the wineries.
No, I was considerate like that. I did the scan 2 days late. I did the scan. I did it all through properly. Right. Did everything like I did the previous week. And then it sends off the message, the photos, off to the orthodontist. And I get a message back. Congratulations! You've worn your aligners for enough time, you can move on to the next set.
Did we? Did we just?
And this is the thing. This is, apparently I was a good student, but was I really? Was I good enough to? I know the teacher's given me the pen license, telling me that I can move on to the next grade.
But are they actually checking the work?
I think, I'm telling the teacher, they're wrong.
I did this thing when I was in year nine, I was doing Italian.
Mm.
And you might have heard of people doing this before. Where they doubt the teacher's actually checking their work.
So Nick takes over the Italian class.
Well, midway through my Italian essay, I just started writing in English. And I still got a B.
They didn't check.
Your dentist hasn't been checking. And honestly, I think we need to revoke their license. The 19th of October, that date will be creeping up on us. Because that is the day, the night, the evening of Nick and Jules' comedy cruise. That's right.
Woo! We announced this yesterday off the success of Trammed Up Comedy in Bendigo. Mm. Why not do another comedy night with a bit of novelty? We're doing comedy on a boat.
No novelty. It's a serious form of transport. We've got ourselves on the 19th of October along the Murray River up in Mildura. We've got ourselves a boat. We've got a lineup of incredible comedians, which we'll introduce to you across the next week or two. Food and drinks. It's going to be a hell of a night. If you want to come, 13, 10, 60, we've got a double pass to give away right now for first person through.
Yeah, the best part of this, it's absolutely free. All you got to do is call up now and get your ticket.
Yeah, we're very excited because we had a good time on Trammed Up Comedy. Well, I don't want to speak for you. I liked it because it was my debut comedy performance. And other than having to perform, I got to sit back and be the star. That was
now
fun.
You get to see all the comedians perform. We're going to be the MCs. We're going to be hosting it. Food, drink, the works, comedy on the Murray River. How good is that?
Because my issue with the Trammed Up Comedy thing was because I had to memorize my set, I blacked out on the night.
You don't get to enjoy the start.
I'd forgotten everything because my body was trying to repress and deal with the surges of adrenaline. So I'll be there with everyone else witnessing, you know, all these comedians we've got coming
out.
Food and drinks as well, by the way, is fun. So even if you don't like the comedy, there'll be something there for you to enjoy. 13, 10, 60. And there's more people coming along to this one.
That's right. We've got plenty of room, 13, 10, 60, if you'd like to get a double pass right now.
The big issue, obviously, with trams, so small. We had to tap with your Mikey, and then we charged, and it was this whole thing. We fined you if you hadn't tapped on with your Mikey, and arguably that was rude of us.
But, yes.
You
know.
So don't worry, if you don't get tickets right now, there are going to be plenty more to come across the next couple of weeks. October 19, put that in your diaries.
Thursday night.
Nick and Jules' comedy cruise. I think I've mentioned on the show before, I'm not super sure, maybe you can help me out, Jules, that I don't sleep. Like, I really don't ever sleep properly at all.
It's amazing you're standing some days. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
You have constant broken sleep.
Yes, I reckon. And I think it's partially because I think I just have bad sleep anyway. And then also small bladder. I'm constantly peeing. It's many visits to the bathroom. I'm a frequent flyer when it comes to heating the porcelain in the middle of the night.
You and mothers to newborns have so much in common, I'm sure.
Truly, we would actually get along.
Yes.
Whenever my wife eventually gives birth to my child, that sounds like I've got a wife currently, but whenever I have a child, we're going to be able to bond over those sorts of things.
So true.
She's going to be actually super annoyed because I'll be in there and she's like, get off, mate. Come on, I've just had a kid. I don't sleep very well. So in recent days, I've made a discovery that's changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel like I also legally need to say, consult your physician before taking any medical advice. But I was hearing about this thing called melatonin, right?
It's not a new concept.
No, I know, but it is to me. So it's like a sleep vitamin. I don't know.
Producer
Aaliyah takes. Producer Aaliyah, what is it? What's like the best way of describing it? It's a sleep something or other aid.
Yep. So it's actually a naturally occurring thing in your body.
Yeah.
And essentially, it's a sleep aid or a vitamin, as you said.
Sleep aid. All right. So sort of what we already have from sunlight, right? Like it makes us more tired.
That's melatonin, I think.
Oh.
Melanin. That's a dip. Anyway.
Leave the medical advice to Nick over here.
Like we said, do not listen to us for medical advice, but I bought some melatonin online. Apparently, if you have it in a good dosage, it makes you sleep better.
Yep.
And I had it for the first time the other night.
Yes.
And for the first time in 5 or 6 years, I slept through the night and I didn't wake up. Yeah, I know. Isn't it just? isn't it crazy? And then I met up with some friends later that day and I was like, guys, I slept the entire night. And
they're like, have you tried this thing called sleep?
Yeah, you guys are going to get around. And I was like, I got 6-7 hours and they're like, that's been us for 30 years, man. What are you talking about?
What have you been doing?
So I'm out here. I'm personally, in my mind, I've just revolutionized sleep. I was thinking, I'm surprised. Why isn't everyone talking about it? Why isn't everyone just sleeping? And they go, because we just sleep anyway.
They have been doing that.
I was like, you guys are taking it for granted. You guys don't appreciate it. You don't understand it.
You don't have to have fractured sleep. You don't have to take naps. Oh my goodness.
I was ready to have this revolutionize my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took it last night.
Yes.
And then it was really hot and I decided I didn't sleep. So I've ruined it.
That hasn't worked.
So I am a toddler. So I did have a bad night's sleep.
You had a tantrum as well.
I will be throwing a tantrum and I will honestly need a nap in the next song or two.
Nick and Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast.